This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Got about an hour left in the show, so plenty of time for you to call and get some of your questions answered. We are, we're almost at winter. I was going to say Christmas, but, let's give ourselves a little bit of time. Let's have Thanksgiving first. But Thanksgiving, Christmas is definitely on the horizon. We've talked about a number of things, and we can continue to talk about those as time goes on. I do believe there's another call on the line, so I don't want to leave them hanging. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Olga is in Cape Cod.
Olga, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, thank you. Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. I have a couple of questions. Long Island daisies. I know you're supposed to cut them sometime during the blooming season, but I don't know whether I should cut them for the winter.
So we're talking the Montauk daisy, right?
Montauk, yeah.
Okay. So I've had this dilemma myself. Honestly, I've talked about it. I moved into a new home at the end of August, and I had Montauk daisies in my yard for the first time. And they're huge. They're in the way. And I'm just saying, do I cut them back? All the research that I have done has says you do not have to cut them back at this point. It's the spring when you will do the cut back. And in the spring, you cut it back to 6 inches. Okay, and then you will actually prune it again in July. You'll pinch it back. It keeps it smaller instead of being so crazy growth. And then it gets the right blooming period to bloom for you in, September when it's at the end of the season. So that's
okay.
I've done my own research on it because I'm like you. And, I've liked Montauk daisies. I know about the pruning in the spring. In the summer, but it's kind of like, well, they look like not so great right now. So it's like, well, can I just cut them back? And every research that I have done on them kind of just says, leave them alone.
Okay. Yeah, I knew about cutting them sometime in the summer, but I didn't know when. So July is the right time.
Yeah.
And I didn't know about the spring. So that's good.
If you want to keep them more compact, the spring, first thing in the spring, down to 6 inches, and then you'll prune them back in July again to keep them more compact. The other thing with Montauk daisies is they like to be split every 3 to 4 years. So, and like 3 or 4 years into them, they can get so big and leggy that they will go downhill the opposite way versus being better for you. So some people will split them. Move them around the yard to keep it that way. And so that's what I suggest as well.
Well, they've never been split, so I guess it's time. I've been up in the spring. In the spring?
Yeah, when you cut them back to 6 inches,
uh-huh.
It makes life easier because they're so much smaller and easier to handle. Just get as much of a root system between the two as possible. When you do split it, use a flat shovel that has a nice sharp blade to it and just cut right either mm-hmm. down the middle or in quarters, depending upon how big it is.
Yeah, and then you put them in, you just move them apart or put them somewhere else, put one half of it somewhere else?
You can put it somewhere else. You can, you know, leave one of them there because it's been in that area. Uh-huh. So, you know, take a half and leave it there, take another half and move it into another part of the garden. If it's so big that you can make quarters, you know, move it into four different spots.
Okay.
It's definitely, long term, it's definitely worth it.
Mine are just in a really solid bank. So it probably needs thinning out.
Probably going to help it too long term for you.
Okay. Okay. And I have got a couple of other questions.
Sure.
The hydrangeas, I've taken off all the flowers. I think they're not supposed to leave them to collect snow and stuff.
That's great that you've done that. Yep.
Are they okay to, would that be a good thing to, insulate my roses, like put it around the roses and rhubarb?
And you could. I mean, that was definitely, you know, recycling those. The thing is when they get really dry, they move easily, right?
Oh, yeah, blow around.
They blow around, so they might not be the best for it. But
okay,
there's nothing there.
That would be a good use.
Well, there's nothing saying no. I mean, we're looking to cover it with something. You know, what you could do is maybe, if you have all the heads together, you know, kind of crunch them up, break them up, maybe take like a shovel and break them up so it's not just like one big blossom, because if it's a bigger blossom, the wind will hit it easier.
It'll take
you know what I mean? Yeah, so if you break it up, that might be good. You could even, if you have a lot of them, you could almost run like a mower over them to create like a mulch.
I should, and I was just looking for some mulch. You know, I was looking for something to put on, and I thought, well, I'll just put these on there. But I don't know whether they'll stay there.
It'll end up being like a compost long term, so it's not going to be a bad thing. But, you know, if you have some and you still have some mulch, you can put that on the lower part and then put the mulch over the top of it. That would hold it down, too, and you would have to use less mulch.
Right. And then just my clematis, I've never cut them back, but, you know, they're dry now on the strings. Can I just leave them there, or should I try to get them off the strings?
So when you say strings, they're on, you've put strings out to bring them up?
They're climbing up. Yeah, they climb up some strings.
So a lot of times with, like, a clematis, a lot of people will prune them in, like, March, not at this point. You kind of let them die off because a lot of them will grow new in the spring anyways. But a lot of people will prune them more like at the end of March, so like end of winter to get it. So it's, you know, right now you kind of let it, spring cleaning, if you will, with it.
Okay. And just, I have camellias. And they've really done beautifully this year. And I'm not sure whether they can take any frost. I cover them for the winter. Should I cover them before it freezes?
Well, I definitely would. Camellias don't like a lot of the colder weather. But on the Cape, you're almost like a zone 7. And some of the camellias in the area will do a zone 6 to 9. So I would try and cover it just as a more of a protection for it.
I do cover them, but the question is, I don't want to cover them too soon, you know?
Yes.
Can you? That's the trouble.
We're almost at the time that you should be for a number of years, and take for what you will, but usually at Thanksgiving time is when the ground is frozen, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's usually when we will do covering. My father for years would always say, get salt marsh hay early, keep it at the house, and after Thanksgiving dinner, the next day. Go out and cover your roses, cover whatever you're going to cover, because it's usually time enough.
Well, yeah, I've never put any mulch around them, but I have a plastic cover protection.
Okay. I would, on that, let's get to the ground to be just pretty much frozen, especially being on the Cape. It's going to be a little bit later. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's not actively growing right now. It's slowing down as it is anyways.
I don't think it's frozen yet, the ground here.
No, I know it's not. It's not even frozen where I am. But I'm saying, like, the plant has slowed down in general because you've had a little bit of cold temperatures, but you've also had the warm temperatures where, you know, this week it was in the 70s down there.
Mm-hmm.
I'd still wait some time. I think, you know, usually around now is the time when you would do any of that protection, but depending upon who you talk to, there, you know, global warming might have an aspect to it.
Early December, maybe early, right after Thanksgiving then, maybe.
Yeah, usually that's the time frame.
Okay. Well, one's still blooming, so it's a November blooming one, so I think I'll wait until it stops blooming.
Oh, yeah, I would definitely enjoy that flower. But, you know, it can all be different. It depends on the time frame, and you'll notice the temperatures. When they start to get consistently cold, that's probably the time you should do it.
Okay, thank you. That's great.
All right, Olga, you have a great one. Thank you.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, in between the break here, I just posted some photos of the before and after of our of the trees that got cut down at my house on our Facebook page at the Paul Parent Garden Club. So head over there to take a look. You'll see a huge difference. But I will be working with it in the next, well, couple years to make it even stronger. We've trying to start fresh here. I know we've cut down a lot of trees, and a lot of you might be saying, you're cutting down all the trees. What are you doing? Well, got to start fresh, start over, because a lot of them are by power lines or over the house. So we've been, we're a little nervous. We want to protect our house, protect our family. So definitely if you want to see some before and afters, take a look, because the before basically looks like there was no house here. The after, you definitely know there's a house here. Anyways, lots of things to continue to talk about. One thing I want to give you a heads up for those of you who are sitting there saying, what do I get my gardener for, you know, Christmas this year? Next week at 8:30, we're going to be talking about what we should be getting for that gardener with Randy Schultz. He's a representative that has helped us for years here. He works with Summit Solutions, but he also has his own website where he has some of that information. So 8:30 next week, if you're wondering what to get the gardener, he's going to join us to get some more information for you on that, especially during when we're all wondering, all right, is the supply chain going to be fixed or what's going to happen? We'll see. I'm hearing the supply chain is getting better, so our products are getting into stores, etc. But the one thing that is not getting better in the supply chain is Christmas trees. And I'm not talking quality. I'm just talking quantity. There's not as many trees out there as there was in the past number of years for a number of reasons. Last year, the tree demand was so high that people were taking trees that were supposed to be left for another year to grow to this year or next year and cutting them to make sure people had the trees. We all know a lot of us were staying home. We weren't traveling, so there were more trees in homes last year. That's affected this year. It's affected next year. The other thing is trees can take a number of years to grow. Between 2008 and 2012, 2013, there was a slowdown of Christmas trees planted due to recession, other things. Well, they take 8 to 12 years to grow. We're about that time frame where there was the gap in between it for the next couple of years. So it's something to think about. So think about getting your Christmas tree early, not necessarily setting it up, but getting it early. Now, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get into that. Nathan, who's up next?
John is in Osterville.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. I have I call it a mother-in-law's tongue plant. And I've always seen them, you know, people's houses, and they always look so healthy. But mine, you know, I had it out all summer, and, you know, like some of the spikes are like brown and brittly and stuff like that. And I was just wondering, what am I doing wrong? I thought it was a somewhat easy plant to grow.
So the tips are turning brown?
The whole stalk, like some of them down below, you know, it'll just turn like brown, and some of them will break off halfway.
I mean, okay.
I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
Now, did it just happen when you brought it indoors? Is that what?
No, it didn't look good, that good all summer, truthfully.
Okay, so it's been the full season.
It's been a while, yeah. I mean, I've had it a few years, and it looked good up until maybe, I don't know, a year and a half ago. And,
okay.
You know, I kind of just said, okay, fine, just let it go. But
have you noticed any insects on it or anything along those lines?
No.
Like webbing or anything around the base?
Nope.
Okay. Have you done anything when it comes to the difference between the light for it? You know, sunlight?
Well, it's right. We've got a bank of windows on the right hand side of our house, and that's where it is. And so it gets, you know, plenty. It gets morning light, basically, where before it was out on the deck where it, well, still got morning light. You know, I haven't fertilized it in God knows okay. how long. I don't know if that has anything to do with
Let's
it.
Let's do this. I'm going to take a break here. When we get back, I'll answer some more of those questions to help you out. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Not sure what's causing brown patches in your lush green lawn? Chances are, it's a fungus, which can quickly turn your green lawn into a diseased disaster. Relax, cure, and protect your lawn with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. One single application of granules or the ready-to-spray formula protects your lawn for up to 30 days. Take back your lawn with Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The acquittal of Kyle Rittenhouse, the teenager who fatally shot two protesters and injured another last year, sparked protests in cities across the United States this weekend. In Chicago, civil rights advocate Jesse Jackson led a demonstration on Saturday through the city's downtown area. Hundreds of people could be seen in one video holding signs and banners marching down the streets. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis continues to take on tyrannical COVID policies and win, thanks to a recent law putting restrictions on companies that mandate the vaccine for employees. Disney has now dropped their vaccine requirement for employees. Any workers fired because of the vaccine mandate could be rehired. This is USA Radio News. The Biden administration has put it on American taxpayers to fund illegal immigration, drug and sex trafficking, to the point President Joe Biden and Border Czar Vice President Kamala Harris should be sued for wreaking havoc on the United States, according to Representative Louie Gohmert, Republican of Texas, on Newsmax.
It's just fortunate for Biden and Harris that they can't be sued as government officials because they have wreaked so much havoc in the United States.
The UK Health Security Agency released its weekly COVID-19 vaccine surveillance report in England as of November 18th. The data was broken into 10-year age groups. From the age group of 50 and older, there were more COVID-19 deaths from people who were fully vaccinated than not. 2,823 total deaths were reported compared to 587 deaths who were unvaccinated. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-1461. Now, before the break, we were talking with John in regards to a mother-in-law's tongue or a snake plant. And they were browning on not just the tips, but on the whole plant itself. So a couple things that could cause this to happen. Could be a watering issue. And they both kind of look alike, so you can't really tell if it's underwatering or overwatering. So, you know, that could be part of it, that it hit it at one point, like a year and a half ago, that shocked it and caused this to happen. So if you're, taking a look at the normal watering, do that will help. The other thing is taking a look at your tap water. If there's chlorine or some other things in it, sometimes it's too much in the water for a snake plant. It's fine for us, the amounts that they put in there, but snake plant sometimes doesn't do as well. You told me about the direct, the sunlight that it's getting. It's getting partial sun indoors, but it could have been too much sun at one point that heated it up and kind of burned it.
Yeah.
Right? So that could be it. It's a pretty good chance it might be that. Two other things that it could be is either too much fertilizer, where it's too much like heavy fertilizer, or not enough. And I can't remember if you had said you haven't fertilized or you have.
I have not.
So that could be, so your plant could be very stressed and is looking for fertilizer at this point. So that could be something I would highly suggest doing for you.
Okay.
The other thing is humidity. Humidity inside the house and for a lot of our house plants are very important. They do so much better with the humidity because it allows them to feel like they're in that tropical feel, right?
Yeah.
Snake plant doesn't need like heavy humidity. We're not talking like 80% humidity, but we're looking at, 40 to 50% of humidity. Now, as far as pests, the reason why earlier I'd asked if there were any webs is because spider mites tend to be one of the number one issues with this plant. They can also be prone to mealybugs or fungus gnats. So fungus gnats are the ones that they look like fruit flies that if you were to like move the plant a little bit, they might fly out, and those are in the soil. So what I would look at doing is there's a product out there called Systemic Houseplant from Bonide. It's like a 2% systemic houseplant.
Yep.
Use that, mix that into the soil. That's going to help with future outbreaks of the pests for the next couple months while it's indoors to help it. I know that the Osterville Mahoney's has that product. Down there on Monday, and I know they had it. So that would be a product to add to the soil to help with future outbreaks of the insects, because it does help control some of the some of those. But it's not safe. So again, with your snake plant, I think there's a couple things it could have been. It could have been too much direct sunlight. It could have been a pest, you know, a year and a half ago that really shocked the plant, and it's just gone downhill. If you have a lot of brown tips, you can actually cut those back to get rid of the brown there, because it's not going to come back. And that will clean it to help it get stronger long term.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. You've given me a lot to look at.
Definitely. I know I know you've had it for a number of years, so you want to try and take care of it. So good luck with that, John.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great one.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Jan is in Osterville.
Jan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm great. I have a couple of questions. I heard you mention, a wilt stop for trees.
Yep.
And is there something for Christmas trees that you can put in the water to stop it from the leaves or the needles from dropping?
Well, so they do make a wilt stop for Christmas trees and wreaths as well that you would spray over the plant before bringing it indoors. That will hold the moisture in there. What I have heard, and I have seen results from it, is using the protolizer in your water. When you first water in the tree to hold the moisture in there, the protolizer helps absorb that water more freely. And then, you know, whatever you have left, you can use in the spring season or even during the winter season on your house plants to help get them stronger. The biggest thing is taking care of the watering and making sure that it never dries out. That's going to be the best thing for your Christmas tree to keep it, the longevity of it. Making sure the water is always there. Making sure you get a fresh cut before you put it into water. Those are some other things to do as well.
So there's a product called Prolong.
Yep.
Is that the same thing as the fertilizer?
It's not. It's something just like it, though. So you can use Prolong to help it. Definitely, I see no problem doing that. So using Prolong, or you could use Protolizer. You could spray it with the Wilt Stop for the Christmas tree. Any of those things will be a help. It'll be a benefit for the future of that to help make it last longer. But it's also about making sure they're in, you know, an area where it's not warm. In an area where it's not going to get hit by a draft, and an area where, and the other major thing is making sure you get a fresh cut before you put it into the container. And the fresh cut should be, you know, less than 6 hours old. I always say if you can get a fresh cut and then put it right into water, you're going to have a longer lasting Christmas tree.
Well, I usually have it cut at Mahoney's, and then I put it in water, you know, within an hour.
Oh, perfect. But, you're right in there.
But I'd like to get the tree early this year,
but
this coming week.
Sure.
And I wouldn't be able to put it up then, so I would probably have it outside. Now, do I need to make a fresh cut again before?
Yes. So one thing you could do is if you can keep it in an area where you know that it's not, the water's not going to freeze, you mm-hmm. could put it directly in water when you get home.
Yeah.
And you would just have to watch the water. I mean, on the Cape, it's not getting as heavy freezing as it is up this way, but you're still going to get some cold temperatures. You just don't mm-hmm. want the water to freeze completely. But if you can keep it in a bucket of water, you could then get it. Then you wouldn't have to worry about the fresh cut for when you bring it in. What I would suggest doing is when you do bring it in, take a look at the base. If it's, or, you know, take a look at the water consumption over the next couple weeks before you bring it in. It should, for the first 7 to 10 days, absorb water every day. But then from there, it'll slow down and it won't take as much water. If it's continuously drinking water, then it's still, you know, fine to just take it in and put it in the next 7 to 10 days. If in the next 7 to 10 days it stops drinking water, you're going to need to cut it again.
Okay. Well, I would put it in water and I would put it in Prolong. Probably.
Yes.
That's what I thought of.
And, yes, definitely do that.
And then bring it in, and I wouldn't probably have to cut it again, correct?
Most likely you won't have to, especially if you take care of it. But I always, I err on the side of caution and just always double check.
Yeah. And a quick question on the hydrangea. I missed what you were saying about taking off the dead blooms.
Okay. Well, somebody had called in and had mentioned that they cut rid of all the, they got all of the blossoms that are spent and cut them down mm-hmm. so they don't sit on the plant over winter. And if snow falls on it, it's going to break the plant.
Okay.
So you can cut those off now at this point. What we had been talking about, too, was they were wanted to use them as like a mulch underneath the plant. I suggested like cut them up if you're going to use them as a mulch. But you can still prune those back at this point without a problem.
Okay, and totalizer and polytone, is it okay to put that out now?
So I would put the polytone at half the rate at this point because the ground isn't frozen. The protolizer, I would wait till spring to use because the plants are slowing down and it's not as readily available. So this isn't, I wouldn't be pushing any new growth or new nutrients to it. I'd want the nutrients that the polytone is to get to it, and then in the spring, start up your protolizer.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you so much. Always very helpful. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
You as well, Jan. Thank you so much. You have a great one.
Bye-bye. Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. You got about 15 minutes left in the show. Let's kind of do a little bit of a rundown of today's show. We've had a number of questions about Christmas trees. It's that time of year. You know, people are wondering, if I get a Christmas tree now, what can I do? You know, do I bring it in? You can get a Christmas tree now. One of our first callers was asking, you know, do I leave it in the netting or do I open it? What do I do? That's going to be up to you and what you want to do. I would leave it in the netting for a couple weeks until you bring it in. If you look at a garden center, a lot of the ones that are coming up later in the season have been tied up. So it's not going to hurt your tree by doing that. Another thing we've been discussing is protecting our evergreens, our plants. Do we spray it with something? Do we put burlap? What do we do? Well, I can say a lot of your evergreens, we are looking to use wilt proof or wilt stop. Spraying them on a day like today where it's going to be in the 50s is a nice day. Let it sit 3 to 4 hours. And from there, the plant will absorb that antitranspirant into the plant and hold the moisture in for the winter. Wilt proof and wilt stop can last up to 3 to 4 months. You know, a three-month span puts us in, you know, pretty much into mid to end of February. Usually around then anyways it warms up again, but we get cold after the fact. But the warmth will allow you to spray for a second time to last for the rest of the winter. Because the past couple years, winter really starts in like end of January into February. So we want to make sure the longevity of the product works, but the majority of them will last 3 to 4 months. And it will also depend on, you know, how long you've let it dry and how the weather has been. You know, if it is very windy, very snowy, very everything, then your plant is going to probably need that second application earlier, or that, you know, in the 3 month span versus the 4 month span. So temperature is going to tell you a lot of different things of what your plants can do and cannot do with the Wiltproof, but it's definitely something I highly recommend doing because it's only going to help your plants. And we've spent a lot more time in our gardens, a lot more money on our gardens, and this year, a small bottle can do a number of trees and help prevent loss for next year. So, something to think about. We're going to hit the break here. We'll come back in a few. We'll wrap up the show. We'll be back after this.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We have just a couple minutes left in the show. We're going to wrap it up as we do, as Thanksgiving week is upon us. We'll be able to get out there, hopefully, and enjoy our family this year. I know last year a lot of us were separated due to COVID reasons, so hopefully we get to spend some time with each other this year. A lot of us are a little bit safer at this point, so we know what's going on. I remember last year we as a family, my wife and two daughters, we actually got takeout from, I can't think of the name right now, but it was at the Thanksgiving dinner already made for us, and brought that home because we were trying to stay safe. I think there was a little bit of a COVID scare for us. But man, it's, it'll be good to see some of the family, you know, be safe as always, but be able to see this family and be thankful at Thanksgiving for all of us being able to come together. I remember the meal we got was from Cracker Barrel. It was actually phenomenal, but that's besides the point. Nothing says Thanksgiving like a home cooked meal, home cooked turkey from, family. So hopefully you get to enjoy it with your family this year, and be thankful that for everything we've got and still continue to have, and think of all the positives going forward, and think about, how great our gardens have been too, because a lot of us have spent more time at home. We'll be able to take care of them and be thankful that we got to spend some time doing those things and enjoying them as well. So just some things I'm thinking about for this upcoming week, but then it's full on Christmas. We are about 35 days away ish. My math right now is not doing well. But we are a good amount of time, close to 40 days. I think it's like 38, 37 days before Christmas. So that means the men out there have about 36 and a half days before they get out there to start Christmas shopping. So good luck to you. But we've talked about Christmas trees a lot today. If you're going to get them, bring them home. You don't necessarily have to set them up, but bring them and leave them outside in the cooler weather. Make sure there's a big fresh cut on them, you know, at least an inch in the future for you so that before you put it in water, that fresh cut will allow that water to be absorbed into the plant. Your plant will last longer, and you can light your tree up and not worry about causing a fire in the house. Number of different trees out there. You'll see that some of them are going to be smaller this year than years past. He started to talk a little bit about the supply chain of Christmas trees and how between 2008 and 2012, maybe a little bit longer, there was a shortage of trees because there was a recession. So there were not as many trees going into homes. So they didn't plant as many. They might have missed a year. And they need 8 to 10 years to grow, maybe even more for some of the taller. And last year, this year, and next year, we've all had shortages because of that time frame of not planting. So you might see some shorter trees. Some of that has to do with last year. Some of the growers going into this year's trees. So we might have some that needed another year going out. So just some things to be looking at. The prices might be a little bit higher this year. The cost of gas has skyrocketed, obviously, so getting them to the locations has been harder. I've read some articles that some people who are selling Christmas trees just aren't selling them this year because it's just too much. So think about that when you're buying the tree this year. It's still a great season, still fun to have that tree and enjoy the tree. So definitely, if you get it, take care of it so it can last longer. But realize there is a shortage out there, and realize that those people at the garden centers, they didn't do it. They weren't the ones that created the shortage. Just remember that when you're talking to them. Anyways, we're going to wrap up the show here. We're just about done. We got about 40 seconds left. So I appreciate everyone for calling in today. I appreciate all the questions. If you want, take a look at our Facebook page. If you want to see what we have done at my house with some of the trees that we removed, I put up a couple photos of before and after. So you can kind of see what I was dealing with when I got here and what I'm dealing with now. So those are some things to look at. There's also a special guest post at the end from one of my daughters. But anyways, till next week, get out there, maybe in there in the house, plant something, be good to each other, and happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We'll see you in a week. Have a great one.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.